The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. The Gospel of the Lord. The holy sacrifice of the Mass that you're participating in with me and you're living out your common priesthood of the faithful by offering yourself with me has four basic ends. And it's easy to remember this by an acronym. The acronym is ACTS, ACTS. A-C-T-S. The first is adoration. The primary purpose of the Mass is to adore God. And you can see that summarized in the doxology when I lift up the consecrated host and the chalice and I say, through him, with him, in him. That's called the doxology. So we're praising God the Father by offering God the Son. And through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's called the doxology. Second would be that of contrition. Contrition means sorrow. We should be sorry for our sins and you are parents, some of you are grandparents, you should really beg the Lord mercy for the sins of your children, and they're probably many sins, probably many. That you bring to Mass. T stands for thanksgiving. The responsorial psalm is, I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. That's the psalm today. I'll give you thanks. Yesterday I was teaching a confirmation class, actually two confirmation classes because the other confirmation teacher had her baby, so I chipped in and took both the classes. And he asked the boys, what do you have that God has not given to you? Good question, I think. I'll ask you, what do you have that God has not given to you? One thing, your own sins, okay? Because we chose those. God certainly didn't give us sin, did he? That's against the nature of the absolute holiness of God. So everything we have, on a natural plane, intellectual plane, artistic plane, creative plane, supernatural plane, I could go on and on and on, is a gift from the God, from the Father of all good gifts. That's one prayer we should never be lacking in. And Saint Ignatius Loyola says this, that the essence of sin is ingratitude. The essence of sin is ingratitude. We should cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And the S stands for supplication. Supplication means we ask the Lord. As St. Augustine says, we're all beggars before God. I'd like you to expound a little bit more on that. Jesus says, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. That's John 15:17. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. However, there's a precondition. Are you listening? Are you? Okay, here's the precondition. Love one another. You know, we're not trying to live out that most challenging commandment, love one another as I love you, then that's going to be thwarted, that's going to be blocked. At least we have to try to live that out. Not that we're going to be living it out perfectly until we die. To try to live out that commandment, love one another. Here's a question for you. Is there anyone in the world that you don't love? Uh-oh. Okay, I'm going to try to help you with that. Now, is there anyone in the world you don't like? There's a lot. There's a lot of people I don't like. But like and love are two different things. Like is in the emotions. Love is an act of the will. I hope and I pray that I love all the people in the world. At least that's my intention. Most of the people in the world, I'm never going to meet them. But like is an act. Like is emotions. We can't control perfectly our emotions, can we? No. But we can make an act of the will. In your family, you might be living in a family with some member of your family that you really don't like at all. You don't like that person at all. But you have to love them. That's where the rubber hits the road. Now, how are you going to love a person you don't like? You got to beg for the grace. You got to beg for the grace, and you have to pray for that person. You have to offer your communion for that person. And even though this is hard, you have to try to be kind to that person you don't like. I think one of the best examples you have in the lives of the saints is Saint Thérèse Lisieux. Have any of you ever read The Story of the Soul? It's one of the greatest spiritual classics in the history of the world. The Little Flower. Okay? She had to deal with an elderly nun who was very mean to her. Very mean to her. She had feelings too, but she treated her with a lot of kindness. When she died, the elderly sister said at the Little Flower, she was my best friend. But Saint Therese did not like her because she treated her bad. but she loved her. That's what Jesus is trying to teach us today. We can't always like everybody because some people drive us bananas. They drive us crazy. In Spanish, they say, Este tipo me saca las canas verdes. Me saca de las casillas. Me hace perder los estribos. ¿Habla español? Okay, those are four Mexican sayings. You know what I'm talking about. So those type of people, we have to love them by praying for them, offering our communion for them, and trying to be kind to them. And if you try to be kind to that person, one day that person will probably be converted. Maybe this is your prayer. Lord, I pray that Lupe will be in heaven with me, but as far away from me as possible. I want her to be in the North Pole, I'll be in the South Pole, and that's A-okay. So I've given you some ideas on how to love the unlovable. Or I should say, love those that we don't really like. And I think the best way is to look at Jesus on the cross and listen to his words. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. St. John the Cross says this, En el ocaso de nuestra existencia, seremos juzgados sobre el amor. In English, in the twilight of our existence, we will be judged on love. Amen.